This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Donald Trump keeps on falling asleep at the Manhattan District Attorney criminal trial. It is day one. The jury has now entered the courtroom, and Donald Trump keeps on falling asleep. The Manhattan District Attorney criminal trial is against Donald Trump for his falsification of business records to interfere with the results of the 2016 election. Earlier in the day, the court disposed of a number of frivolous motions that were filed by Donald Trump, including another effort by Trump and Trump's lawyers to try to recuse him, to try to recuse the presiding judge, Justice Merchan. That was rejected. Then early in the morning was the first time when Donald Trump started falling asleep. It was Maggie Haberman who first reported, "Trump appears to be sleeping. His head keeps dropping down and his mouth goes slack." And then later in the afternoon when the jury arrived, Donald Trump continued to fall asleep. And this had happened throughout the day. Katie Fang reported, "As Judge Merchan is explaining that the burden of proof is on the prosecution and that the standard is beyond a reasonable doubt, Trump's eyes are closed. He might be thinking or sleeping, but his eyes are shut." And folks, we're not talking about his eyes being shut for just a few seconds. We're talking about his eyes being shut for several minutes, full-fledged sleeping taking place. And the jury is being instructed. For example, Justice Merchan saying things like, "As a juror, you're asked to make a very important decision about another person." Justice Merchan says solemnly as he describes that a juror's duty and responsibility is to be fair, impartial, and unbiased. That comes from Tyler McBrien, who's in the courtroom as well. And as these proceedings are taking place, Donald Trump can't stay awake. This is an AI photo of what it may look like with Donald Trump sleeping in the courtroom. There are no cameras allowed in the courtroom, so this is a shot that probably looks fairly close to what is going down. Hashtag Sleepy Don is now trending throughout the country and throughout the world right here. You know, I predicted a number of things were going to happen, including that Donald Trump would be found in contempt fairly early in these proceedings. And right away, the Manhattan District Attorney filed a motion to hold Donald Trump in contempt, not for his sleeping and dozing off, but for the threats that he's been making against Michael Cohen, my co-host on Political Beatdown, as well as other witnesses. Justice Merchan set an expedited hearing on that next week where there could be some real serious penalties against Donald Trump. But I did not predict that throughout this process, Donald Trump would just keep on falling asleep throughout the day. We did mention, of course, that in this criminal case involving Donald Trump's falsification of business records to interfere with the 2016 election, that it was very different than a civil case, where in a civil case, as a civil defendant, like in the E. Jean Carroll matter or in the Manhattan District, New York Attorney General civil fraud case, Donald Trump is able to kind of show up when he wants to show up. He could just show up when he's going to testify or just show up for a few days. There was no requirement as a civil defendant that you're actually in court for all of the hours of the proceedings. In a criminal case, though, you must be there at all hours of the day. And Donald Trump, the stress is getting to him so much that he's reacting by just quite literally falling asleep in front of the jury, falling asleep in front of the judge. And as I mentioned, hashtag Sleepy Don is trending throughout the country. And lots of people are, you know, basically saying, of course, everything that Donald Trump does is projection and confession. He goes after President Biden. But at the end of the day, there he is, you know, falling asleep in the courtroom. courtroom at a fairly significant time, just to remind you what's going on while he's falling asleep like this. Oh, by the way, before showing you that, here's the photo that we came up with at the Midas Touch Network of what it may look like as well, of our researchers who've been furiously working to determine if this photo is real or AI. Of course, we're joking here, but there you see Donald Trump right there.
420 is just around the corner. Luckily with Viya, you could celebrate the right way. Viya's hemp products are the Swiss Army knife of wellness. Need to chill out after a long day? There's a Viya gummy for that. Dealing with anxiety or stress? There's a gummy for that. Want to set the mood in the bedroom? There's a gummy for that. Because Viya has developed a unique blend of pleasure-enhancing cannabinoids, libido-strengthening herbs, and a low dose of THC, all into one mind-blowing gummy called High Love. Now, we're talking about pairing aphrodisiac herbs with a mild amount of THC. Their best-selling High Love gummy will awaken your senses, increase blood flow, and intensify any romantic experience. Viya also offers a wide array of other gummies, with and without THC, each with their own unique strengths and effects cater to your routines. Now, whether you're looking for better sleep, relief, or a nice buzz, Viya has something for you. And the best part, Viya legally ships in all 50 states with discreet packaging directly to your door. No medical card required. So if you're 21 and older, you can get 15% off a free pack of award-winning Dreams THC plus CBN sleep gummies with code MIDAS at viahemp.com. That's viahemp.com. Viya's best-selling High Love gummy is my personal favorite, and it gets me feeling relaxed. Their products have great flavor and are made with vegan and organic ingredients, and I couldn't recommend this enough. Head to viahemp.com and use code MIDAS to receive 15% off plus one free sample of their Sleepy Dream gummies, 21 and older. That's viahemp.com and use code MIDAS at checkout. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Celebrate 420 the right way with Viya. Happy holidays.
As Donald Trump's been behaving this way, falling asleep during these proceedings, what's taken place? There's been so many things that have been happening already. You had Donald Trump's motion to try to recuse Justice Mershon was denied in the morning. Justice Mershon essentially called it frivolous. You had Donald Trump and Trump's lawyers trying to stop evidence of AMI, the parent company of National Enquirer's deal with Donald Trump to catch and kill bad stories about Donald Trump. The evidence of that deal that was made to kill stories like Donald Trump's affair with a Playboy playmate while Melania was pregnant, Karen McDougal, and then that led to ultimately Donald Trump utilizing Michael Cohen for his own version of kind of a catch and kill, paying Michael Cohen legal fees, falsifying the business records, calling them legal fees to make hush money payments to Stormy Daniels, part of a consistent pattern and plan that Trump was executing with AMI, which owned the National Enquirer, to catch and kill these bad stories, especially when the Access Hollywood tapes came out. So that evidence can come in. We learned that Donald Trump's subpoena to the Department of Justice backfired. Instead of exculpatory evidence that could be helpful for Donald Trump, Trump trying to delay and block this trial by requesting documents from the DOJ at the 11th hour backfired, and it was actually inculpatory evidence, things that could be harmful for Donald Trump, the Manhattan District Attorney got. So additional text messages from Steve Bannon and Hope Hicks and Kellyanne Conway about their plans after this Access Hollywood tape came out was now made available for the first time, and the Manhattan District Attorney's Office would never have gotten this if Donald Trump didn't try to blow up the trial by issuing this last-minute subpoena, since the DOJ had previously denied the Manhattan District Attorney's attempt to get this. So that evidence is actually harmful to Donald Trump. As I mentioned before, Donald Trump's hearing on holding Donald Trump in contempt will be held on April 23rd, next Tuesday. We also learned that Donald Trump and his lawyers have not submitted their exhibits yet. You know, you would normally submit your defense exhibits in a criminal trial like this months in advance. They still have not put forward an exhibit book about what they intend to introduce. They were begging Justice Mershon for more time, and they were trying to blame their delay on the fact that they just got these documents from the Department of Justice. And Justice Mershon said, "I don't care. You chose to spend your time this way. You could have chose to spend your time differently. I'm ordering you to have your defense exhibit book ready in 24 hours. And then, of course, the jury came in. The jury was described as a diverse cross-section of Manhattanites. The jury was asked right away. So the way they're doing it is they put 96 jurors in the, in the box, in the room itself. Then there's about like 200 other jurors who are waiting to then kind of come in. These are all prospective jurors, because what you have to determine is if you can find 12 jurors who can be fair or impartial through a process called a voir dire, which means to speak the truth, where a questionnaire is provided to jurors about whether they could be fair or impartial. They're asked if they can be fair or impartial. And then the lawyers question them eventually as you kind of winnow it down one by one to see if each prospective juror can be fair or impartial, until you get 12 that you believe can be fair or impartial. From the initial 96 jurors who were in the room, 50 immediately said they could not be fair and impartial, that they would harbor some bias. That left 40. The 40 then respond to this questionnaire that asks additional questions of them to try to test whether they could be fair and impartial. And then there's a whole nother batch of jurors waiting if this group of 40 can't be fair and impartial. And so while all of that is going down, while all of that is happening, Donald Trump is Sleepy Don. Donald Trump is falling asleep in front of the prospective jurors. That is what is going down over and over. And again, it's something that I had not predicted. I had not thought that he was just going to go there and just fall asleep every single day. But my prediction now is that this is what we're going to see, this pattern over and over again, that he's going to continue to fall asleep there, that he is actually incapable of sitting in a space like that. And this is going to be his day every day. Courts are off on Wednesday. So other than Wednesday, and then it's going to be off for the holidays coming up. But other than that, Donald Trump's going to have to be there early in the morning until the afternoon, and he's just going to have to sit there. And I think we're going to be reporting on him falling asleep over and over again. We'll keep you posted as we learn more here. But there you have it, folks. Falling asleep over and over again, and then kind of jolting awake and acting like he's not falling asleep, and then falling asleep, and then jolting awake again. Very strange stuff. We will keep you posted every step of the way here. I'm Ben Mycelis. This is the Midas Touch Network. Hit subscribe. We're on our way to 3 million subscribers. Have a great day.
Enough! Send him to the big house, not the White House. Get the new exclusive tees, mugs, and stickers right now at store.midastouch.com. That's store.midastouch.com.